unless your clock is wrong, it's time for America's popular music. And this is Andy Mansfield with recordings from my own personal collection. Hey, let's go Calypso, shall we? Okay. Orchestra playing a Calypso favorite of the Caribbean, Mary Ann. Well, many of us have become more aware of the Caribbean Calypso through the concerts and recordings of Harry Belafonte, who gave up singing popular songs in favor of this form of folk melody. Among the Belafonte standards in this field were Man Smart, Woman Smarter, I Don't Agree with the Title, But He Sang It That Way, Back to Back, Jamaica Farewell, Banana Boat Song, Island Limbo, and Brown Skin Gal, and many, many others. Now, this favorite is performed at every Belafonte concert as we turn back the clock to Matilda.
Hey, Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela once again now. Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela. $500 friends are lost. Woman even sell me cat and horse. Hey, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda, sing up the chorus.
Matilda,
sing a little louder.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Once again now,
Matilda,
run round the corner.
Matilda,
sing up the chorus.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Well, the money was to buy me house and land. Then she got a serious plan. Hey, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda, 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 she take me money and run Venezuela.
Once again now,
Matilda,
going round the corner.
Matilda, Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Well, the
money was just inside me bed, stuck up in a pillow beneath me head. Don't you know, Matilda, she owe me money. Everybody,
Matilda, 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 she gave me money and run Venezuela.
Let's sing it now.
Matilda,
rumba la cachimba.
Matilda,
in me little war.
Matilda, she gave me money and run Venezuela.
Women over 40.
Matilda, Matilda,
Matilda.
Friends, never to love again. All me money gone in vain. Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda, Matilda,
boom, a lot of chumba.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
Sing a little softer, Matilda, Matilda. Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela. Everybody,
Matilda, Matilda,
sing out the chorus.
Matilda, she take me money and run Venezuela.
One of Harry Belafonte's most requested, most performed melodies of the Caribbean, Matilda. A freshman from Michigan State joined the Air Force to get a good rate. Now the rating he won for the good he has done, as his actions abroad indicate. Mm-hmm. Another little jingle on brotherhood for you today. And now let's celebrate the birthday of Hawaii's ambassador of music, Harry Owens and his Hawaiians.
Thank you.
Owens and his Royal Hawaiians playing Hawaii, My Island. You know, it's hard to realize that this musician, who is largely responsible for Hawaiian music on America's mainland, was born at O'Neill, Nebraska. He studied law at Loyola University, later played trumpet with several West Coast orchestras, among them that of Vincent Rose, with whom he wrote his first big song hit, Linger a While. You know, stars shine above you, so linger. You know that one? You might know it better if I hadn't sung it. He is also the writer of many Hawaiian hits, such as To You, Sweetheart Aloha, Dancing Under the Stars, Hawaiian Paradise, and The Voice of the Trade Winds. Harry Owens wrote the Academy Award-winning song of 1937 for the picture Waikiki Wedding, starring Bing Crosby. It's only seen and heard once in the picture, but it won the Academy Award. So let's turn back the clock to 1937, when Harry Owens and his Royal Hawaiians first recorded Sweet Leilani. The muted trumpet solos that you'll hear throughout, one of the few that Harry Owens still records. Portrait for today, that of Hawaii's musical ambassador, Harry Owens, and his Royal Hawaiians. Well, no mail. No mail today, so I guess I better tell you where to send me a postal card or a letter. I like to get these things, you know. Seems sort of funny when I don't get any mail. I know how you guys and gals feel over there all over the world when the mail call comes and nothing. Well, if you'd like to drop me a postcard or a letter, send it to Andy Mayes Field, Armed Forces Radio and Television Service, Los Angeles, California, 90038. Now let's continue, since we haven't any mail, with the best of Gene Krupa. On January the 17th, 1941, Gene recorded what was one of the best-selling records of his whole career. It featured Irene Day and the rest of the band on the vocal, and I'm sure you all remember Drum Boogie. March the 12th, 1941, Gene Krupa introduced another band vocalist that was to prove one of our greatest singers today, Anita O'Day. She sings the vocal on Georgia on My Mind.
Sweet song. keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Oh, Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Day singing Georgia on My Mind. The next recording session was May the 8th, 1941, and here is where the big one was recorded by Krupa. With Oneida O'Day and Roy Eldridge on the vocal, here is the great Krupa recording of Let Me Off Uptown.
Uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown. What's uptown?
It's the pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out. Oh, you've got to shout it, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. Oh, you've got to feel it, let me off uptown. Rip joints, juke joints, hip joints. Where could a fella go to top it? If you want to pitch a ball and you can't afford a hall, oh, you've got to call it, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh, Anita. Say, I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it must be that uptown rhythm. I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
Thank you.
rendition of Roy Eldridge on trumpet and vocal was a great one for Gene Krupa. On June the 5th, 1941, his great trumpet is featured on this Krupa recording of After You've Gone. Today's selection of the best of Gene Krupa. This is Andy Mansfield saying thanks for listening to America's Popular Music. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Thank you.